Hey, Corrine.
Hi, Jerry.
I know we got a really cool call tonight scheduled. Our show tonight, sorry. So why don't you share with us what it's about?
We're talking about channeling today. And what is channeling? Channeling is, and a lot of people probably do it already and don't know that they're doing it. But it's where you're achieving an expanded state of consciousness that allows you to connect with spirit or your guides, your angels, your higher self to receive messages. And if your vibration is already generally really high, sometimes you'll go into the channeling state and not even realize it. A lot of times, that's how we receive messages and we don't even know where they're coming from. And you speak, such pearls of wisdom and you're like, wow, what did I just say? A lot of times you were channeling that information. And so you don't have to be spiritually evolved or have been a psychic all your life to be able to channel. Anybody can do it with practice. All you really need to do is just have that strong desire and perseverance and to practice it and patience to really make that kind of connection. So again, we're talking about that today because anybody can do it. And we're going to be talking about the different ways to channel, how the different messages can be received because each person receives channel messages very differently. And then what that feels like, and then the different methods for channeling. So that's tonight's show.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Corrine, I tell you, people have different perceptions about channeling. I know the first time I read a book about channeling was years ago, and some people ask me, "Well, is that hard to do, or is that who do you talk to? How do you know who you're going to talk to?" And even yourself. I mean, when I first, I mean, I've always done it. We, like you said, we just didn't know what to call it. But it can be a little daunting, don't you think, when you start talking about channeling, because you get all these cryptic ideas from movies that you've seen or people that you've talked to. So what are your thoughts on that? I mean, how do you say, yeah, channeling's cool and we do it all the time and when we're meditating or, expanded state of consciousness. So, how do you relieve people's fear? I mean, I don't know how I do it, but what do you think about that?
Well, there's a lot of different forms of channeling, and I think it's just your intention. There are those channels where I think what people mostly think of channeling is, when the guide or spirit kind of uses your body and speaks through you, right? And then, so people are kind of afraid of like, oh my gosh, I'm going to lose control of myself. I'm going to start doing something crazy, and then I'll have no recollection of it, right? You're always in control, and especially when you're connecting to your guides. And spirits, you're always protected. And so there are channels that can do that. They're the physical channels that, where a spirit can step in and use your physical body as a channel to speak through. But there are other ways of channeling too, where, you're totally aware and you are connected to spirit, and spirit relays you messages through thoughts, impressions, visions, symbols, or whatever it may be. And then you, as the channeler, will relay those messages, to whoever you're talking to or to yourself. And that's kind of just like you're talking to a friend, basically. Yeah, those are the different types. There's also, it's Edgar Casey. He was a trance channel or a trance medium. A trance channel where he was a spirit would actually step in and speak through him, and so he was an unconscious channel, which means that he had a very vague recollection of what was said, which is why he had his wife and a secretary in the room with him taking notes, because a lot of times he would not remember what he said. And then there are the conscious channels that where you will remember, I think you and I are conscious channels because most of the time we do remember what we've said. There are those rare moments where we don't remember them. And where it was like, what did we just say?
I know the other day you asked me, what did you just say? I go, I don't remember. I must have channeled that because it'll just be perfect, right? And I go, man, well, how did I say that again? And I won't even remember what I said. And I have a great memory, you know that. But I go, and I've asked spirit and my angels, I go, let me remember it again, and I do what you do, and I go, I know it's in my soul somewhere. It's just me and my soul got to connect, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I channel, but it'll just come out. And I had the neatest experience the other day. I was talking to my daughter, and she was helping me write something. And all of a sudden, I go, Heather, I don't know how to write that. And I said, can you help me with it? And I mean, I knew how to write it. It's just, have you ever been blocked before? And all of a sudden, all this stuff started pouring through me, and I could just see it being written and hear the words, and then I was able to write it. I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. You know what I mean? So I guess that's a form of channeling, too. You can write and get it like that, and it was.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think the author of Harry Potter, she channeled those books. Remember on the train? She actually, there was a guide, which, and she, you know, even says this herself, that spirit actually fed her the storyline. And she was on the train, she didn't have a pen and paper with her, and she just listened to the story just being told to her. And the second that she found pen and paper, she just wrote it all down. But she distinctly, you know, recalls that this information was completely channeled to her. It's wonderful.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I know, it's wonderful. So the guy, the spirit guide gave her the story, and then she got the check. How about that? You know, mm-hmm. That's always a great way to channel. So, anyway, I know that you've had some great experiences channeling, especially with past life, giving people past life information. Is it okay if I ask you to share about that? Because it's been beautiful, because I've been with you on the phone when you've chatted with people, and all of a sudden you're moving out of the way, or, you know, your guide comes in and helps you. How does that work? Is it okay if I ask?
Absolutely. And you know, this book, you know, the opening to channel How to Connect with Your Guide from Sanaya Roman. And you told me about this book because, and I knew I needed to read this, you know, to kind of figure out this, you know, what had been happening recently was, we were doing some past life readings, and I could feel that there was a guide right there. And in the beginning, it was like relaying the messages. But then all of a sudden, I realized I should just step out of the way. And it was very strange because when I was connected to the energy, I could see myself standing off to the side and just watching, you know, my physical body sitting where it was giving the reading. But yet my spirit self, the soul self, was kind of off to the side, just kind of hanging out, you know, and observing and allowing this connection to kind of just to flow. And so a lot of it, I don't really remember what was said, but the times when I was trying to kind of take control back and let my consciousness kind of step in, I realized that there were some moments where my voice started to change. And through reading this book, you know, that does happen. It does happen. And that's not something that to be afraid of. I was a little bit kind of worried there for a second because I was like, oh my goodness, I can hear my voice changing. And that is, I don't know if it's scaring the person I'm doing the reading for, but it's kind of, you know, making me question something here. I think it's kind of, you know, kind of strange because I could hear it go a little slow, and then some parts where my voice got deeper, and then some parts got higher, and that will happen. And it's I don't know exactly the term for it, but a lot of times, it's because of the connection. You are connected, and you are basically allowing the guide to kind of, you're speaking simultaneously. Basically, is what it felt like to me. I was off to the side, and I could. I was totally aware of the fact that I was speaking, yet I knew the guide was leading my words. And then every time that I would try to kind of almost step in to kind of peek in a little bit, or like eavesdrop on what was going on, I was aware that my voice was changing. So it was quite a different kind of experience for me. And I usually when I channel it, it's not like that. It's always been with the past life readings for some reason where all of a sudden I go to a different place and I kind of step aside. And I'm thinking now, you know, after I've done a lot of thinking about this, I think that there is a specific guide that helps me with the past life readings. And so that's why whenever I'm doing the past life readings, it just happens like that. It just happens like that. And I accept it. I'm fine with it. I realize now that the more that I try to take control, remember I was telling you, I said, you know, for a second there, I tried to step back in and kind of bring myself back to full consciousness. I would feel a little bit tired, you know, and I just realized I just needed to kind of get out of the way and let spirit kind of do its work. And so it's become easier now because of that.
That's really, I like that story. That's good. Cause I was on the phone with you. I was like, wow, her voice is, cause it was very, your voice was almost musical. And, you told me you don't sing a bit. So I was like, okay.
Oh, was it? Well, thank you. That makes me feel good. Cause I really don't sing a bit. To know that I've got a voice in the spirit world. That's great.
There you go. Probably in the spirit world channel choir. How about that?
Yeah. No one wants to hear me sing. I can't sing a tune.
You know, Corrine, I tell you, most people, and they go, okay, channeling your guide and your, you know, and I know there are people that channel Archangel Michael. I was in a, gosh, I was in a place not too long ago. It was a New Age bookstore. They had a night, there was a lady that channeled Archangel Michael, and she actually moved out of the way, and Archangel Michael came through her, and she didn't remember anything. So you can do channeling one or two ways. As you said, you can scooch over and do it with your guide or be aware of it, or you can totally, I guess, I don't know if you make a conscious choice to do that. I know for myself, when I've channeled, it was really, really, really neat. And anybody that's listening, I want to make sure that sometimes instead of jumping right into channeling, it's easier if you start with concentration and focus. I think that's real key too as well. And make sure that your intention is, you know, to connect with your higher self, your soul self, or your angels, or your guide. But I'll never forget one of the first times I channeled information. I connected with, I believe in Jesus, you know, or Jesus Christ energy, however you say it. And we were, he was there with me. I was like, how I got there was really incredible. I remember just making myself, centering myself and concentrating. And this was years ago. But I just, every time I saw something, I had a thought, I would write it down on a blackboard. I was in, you know, saw a chalkboard in my mind's eye and erase it. And all of a sudden I was in this beautiful place with him. And we went down and we started working on my body, you know what I mean? My internal organs. And, you know, cause you always want to have the, I want to be as healthy as I possibly can. I know you're the same way. And when I finished, I remember we came up and he gave me this beautiful, I wrote this beautiful letter. I didn't write it, but Christ wrote it, I guess, gave me the message to write. I remember it, but it was just so beautiful because I can't write like that. I mean, I can write, but not as, the message was just so beautiful. I'll never forget it. And it's one that I gave to my parents, you know what I mean? And to my mother specifically, and she's no longer here. But what a beautiful experience that was, you know what I mean? But I remember one of the messages that I got was that it was important to really focus, learn to focus and concentrate before you try to channel, to do anything like that. So, and they, the angels and Christ gave me some ideas on what I could do. And I know that book, Opening the Channel, has some ways to really focus and concentrate too as well. And it gives you a step-by-step guide to do that, right? I found that it did. I read it 10 years ago and then I just read it again with, when you and I both decided to read it again. So, and I think that instead of jumping right into channeling your guide or your angels, they really guide you through just connecting with your higher part of yourself, life force energy, and that kind of thing, I believe, right? Did you find, you know, that too?
I think, you know, the most important thing when you're trying to channel is, you know, the concentration means that you are getting your own thoughts out of the way because you've got to really kind of clear the slate, you know, in order to raise your vibration. You can't raise your vibration with all these like crazy thoughts going on, you know, in your head and all these opinions that you have and all the judgments and all the, you know, the doubt and the fear, all that stuff. You've got to really come to this really clear space and then focus your intention on light and love and on your intention being that whatever message that you are receiving is for not only your highest and best good, but the highest and best good of others, you know, because, you know, if you are channeling and you want to ask, you know, to peep into somebody else's life, right? You and I have just recently discussed that. You're not going to get that because you're not coming from a place of someone else, you know, everyone's highest and best good. So basically the point is, you know, again, as with all spiritual work, it has to be used for, the highest and best good and, coming from love. Really, that needs to be your strongest intention.
Yeah, that's true too as well. And I, you know, I had a friend of mine, I tell you about her all the time. She's the one that, I went to school with or college too. And she said, Therese, she goes, you know, she's been my teacher and I've been hers. I think that's what the Course in Miracles says. Some people are your teacher and you're their teacher. So we've reversed roles a lot of times with that. But she says, I tried the channeling. She was actually, before she met her boyfriend or her husband, she says, I wanted to see what he was doing. So I asked my angel, because I taught her how to connect with her angels, you know, in meditation. And she'd taken that class with me. And she goes, I tried to channel and find out if he was cheating on me and where he was at. I said, it doesn't work like that, you know. But you're right. So you always have to have a high intention. Yeah, she did. She's so funny. This has been a few years ago, obviously. But, yeah, she wanted to see what he was doing and make sure that he wasn't cheating on her. So I was like, no, 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 no. You've got to, you know, you've got to have a higher awareness of why you want to channel, why you want to connect. You know, and because with that comes, when you ask to channel information, it comes with a lot of responsibility, you know what I mean? And so be really clear on what you're looking to do. If you're a teacher and a healer, and this is one of the avenues you want to use, then you start slow and learn to connect and learn to meditate, and then the rest will fall into suit, you know, or fall into the way it should be. I know Edgar Cayce, when he was channeling, he used to get a lot of information about people's health and also not only health, but things that people could do generally to increase their health or to heal themselves. I think, and he would, or his secretary, who was also his one of his best friends, apparently, twin soul, I think is what we discussed earlier in a past show, would write it all down. But he would get some incredible information, too, with that, right, that was beyond his scope of learning. You know what I mean? Not, you know what I'm saying, right? If I remember correctly. Uh-huh. So, you know, too, I think that's I think that's important, too. I know that yesterday you and I were chatting, and I'd ask you a question, and so you were channeling some information to me that was about my physical health. I said, Kareem, what do you feel about this? And then you started getting in the information. And you go, I don't know, what's that organ called? And, you know, they were showing you an organ and you were channeling the information. It's kind of cool, right? It was out of you didn't study that. So it was like something that you got, it came to you because you asked, right? And you wanted to help. So I think that's important, too, for people to know, you know. And another thing, too, I feel is important is, you know, the guides and the angels that you channel with, they don't take away your lessons. Like maybe I know your lesson is you're learning to trust. Mm-hmm. Mine is self-love. And, you know, we all got our lessons, but they don't take them away, but they help us understand them better, which is cool.
Absolutely. So. I mean, Edgar Cayce was a really good example of how that works because, you know, he gave readings to so many people, and a lot of times they were couples or people in relationships, and they would ask him, should I get divorced, or should I, you know, is this, whatever it may be, and you can read, you know, there's numerous files written about these readings that he gave, and he explicitly would say, you know, it's not him that's speaking, but it's spirit, and spirit will never give you that answer if it prevents you from learning your soul's life lesson. Instead, they will give you options, and because it's still a lesson that you need to learn and decide for yourself. But there were numerous, countless stories of people asking, should I get divorced? Should I be with this man or the other man? Or, you know, should I do that? You know, it was always like about relationships, you know, because relationships are where we learn the greatest lessons, you know, and he would always, or not him, but spirit would always give an answer like they would say, that is for you to decide, or And then they would, you know, kind of elaborate and say, that is for you to decide. Ask yourself, you know, what makes you feel, you know, the most, all that stuff. You know, and that's the way that spirit will speak when you're channeling them. It will never be the, yes, get the divorce, you know, or whatever. You know, they'll always say, well, they'll kind of prompt you to do some kind of internal self-reflection so that you can find your own answer. But you can receive messages about, you know, what is the best course of action to take for business, things like that. You know, if you come to them, you know, with great questions, you know, that where you're looking to them to assist you in finding the solution. Obviously, they're never going to tell you exactly what to do because that prevents you from learning. But you can get a lot of answers. So I don't want people out there to think like, oh, my gosh, I can't ask anything then. If they're not going to tell me anything, what's the point of this? Because you can absolutely get some great answers, like just what you were mentioning the other day with the channeling of that organ in you know, in the body. You can get those kind of things. Or you can get the, I know there was someone that I had read about the other day who was asking, you know, how can I connect more closely with spirit? And she would keep hearing, and she would do this when she was meditating and channeling. She would ask the question, what can I do to get closer to spirit? And she would always hear, stop drinking alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. And so she was like, I'm not going to listen to that. But she just kept getting the same answer. And when it comes so simply like that, because spirit speaks very simply through you too, then you know for sure that it's a message that you're receiving.
I like that. So she got the message strong. I have to tell you something, Corrine. And this happened just a little bit ago. I was sitting down and I was, you know, I'm running a little bit behind today. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I feel like I'm like 5 minutes behind. And so I sit down and I go, all of a sudden I heard this angel say, read this book, read this passage. And it was, I got this book, If the Buddha Got Married. I meant to get the book, If the Buddha Dated. Okay, I got that now. And If the Buddha Got Married. And so when I opened it up and I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, that was something that it was like a answer to a question that I was looking for. You know what I mean? And, cause I was like, I had an internal conflict going on about, not about a guy. Okay. You know, I'll probably have that next week, but something else, you know, going on about my own relationship with, you know, with one of my family members. And, I got the book and it was like, it was almost like I wasn't getting the book. Have you ever been like, it feels like you're moving, watching yourself get something. And then I opened the book up and I was like, oh my God, goodness, that's the answer to what I was looking for. I know that, and I felt at peace about it. I was like, oh, thank you. Because I'd asked a question earlier today and I said, I really want to understand why this, I'm feeling this way. And, can you show me? And I forgot all about it and, you know, went about my business. And as I said, I've been running a little bit behind today. And then I just, all of a sudden, I thought, what? And I haven't even thought about this book because I meant to get the other one. And I felt myself being really led. And it wasn't me. It was like me and an angel. And then this angel showed me, I opened up the page and there it was. There's the information, the answer to the question that I was looking for. I was like, wow, gave me such peace. You know what I mean? So, and I know you've had situations like that where you've been channeling information and you got up late in the night before, right? Like, or early in the morning, I guess is a better way of saying it. And got up out of sleep and your angel said, and you channeled the information. Share that because I thought that was so neat. I didn't freak me out at all today when I was like being told to go get the book, you know, and I didn't get it. It was like, I was there, but my angels were helping me find the passage. You know what I mean? You remember that with when you ordered those books and it was just the books that you wanted and you ordered them and then you went back to bed. Do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, it was me. I was like laying in bed and all of a sudden I heard get up and order this book. And I was like, I think it was like around 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I'm so proud of myself. I didn't even question. I just went, okay, got it. I went to the computer, turned on the light, and did it, which is totally not, you know, it's out of character. I'm like, huh? I would be like, what? What do you want me to do? And I just went to the computer and I didn't even know what I was doing. I was kind of like in this like dazed state and I just went click, click, found a book and then ordered it. And it was like the perfect book. It was the book that I needed to read. I can't remember now which book it was. But it was the perfect book. I wanted to talk a little bit about like how it feels like when you start channeling the information, because and this book, the opening to channel, really has helped me kind of put into words, you know, some of the experiences that I've had, which was, you know, really eye opening to me, because sometimes you don't really know what you're doing, you know, and you kind of go, okay, am I channeling, you know, or am I just picking up things on my own psychically, or, and what really, I think is important is that sometimes, because if you're first starting off with channeling, it does take practice, because your guide or spirit or whoever you're connecting to is going to use words and symbols and emotions that are familiar to you. Okay. They're going to start to use, colors. If you're someone that understands colors or numbers, they'll use that because they know that that's the language that you speak. I'm sorry.
You cut out a little bit there. Can you repeat that last sentence if you don't
mind? I said, if you're a person that really studies numbers or colors, the meanings of numbers and colors, then spirit will use that to communicate with you, because that's the language that you speak. And so sometimes it takes time to kind of translate what you're getting, you know, but trust that. A couple times recently, I have been channeling messages backwards. Like I read the book backwards. Remember those times how we were talking? And so for me, they know that my most open channel is the avenue of feeling and knowing. And so they'll give it to me with energy on an emotion, and then I'll have to kind of do some backtracking to kind of translate what that, you know, what this energy feels like. And then as I connect stronger with the energy, then they start to give me words and symbols. And everybody's symbols are different, you know, to everybody. Because if you associate, for example, you know, for me, if someone's going through a legal thing, they show me the scales. To someone else, the two scales could mean, you know, a Libra or something, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, and you can have an arrangement as you start to practice this, you can kind of tell spirit, you know, or whoever you're connecting to, you know, going forward, if someone is going through something legal, please only show me the scales. And so you can kind of have a little kind of discussion with them, because they will take your advice. They really will. They'll say, oh, okay, it works better for her if I do this to help her, you know, receive the messages. And they will continue to keep readjusting, because it does take an adjustment. We are raising our vibration to connect with them, and they are lowering their vibration to connect with us. And so in doing that, it always helps to have like a common language that you both speak together, so that you can more easily translate what's coming through.
Oh, that's cool. You know, I tell you, sometimes people don't even realize that they're channeling. This is a neat experience I had when I first moved to Florida years ago. I was really debating whether to stay or to go, you know, and I met a friend of mine, and he says, and all of a sudden he goes, I don't know why I'm saying this, but he goes, you need to go to Florida. And he goes, I don't even know where that came from. So sometimes, you know, your angels will give your friends a message, or they'll, you know, they don't even know where it's coming from. And so that's kind of cool too. And I've had experiences like that, because, you know, I like most of us, I'll fight, you know, cause I've got my own way of doing things, and I know you're the same way. And a lot of us are. And so spirit, your angels, God, Jesus, whoever you believe in, Buddha, will sometimes give you a message, channel a message through one of your friends. You know what I mean? And it's not something they go, wow, I feel like I need to say this to you. Cause he goes, I don't know where this is coming from, cause I hadn't told him. And he goes, you need to go to Florida. I was like, okay. And cause I wasn't sure how I was going to do it and where I was going to live or anything like that. I just knew I needed to come. And I did. I'm here today, you know, because of being really, really led and to come here. So, but a friend of mine that was not a bit, I mean, he was into football and motorcycles and all this kind of stuff. He goes, I don't know where this is coming from. He goes, but you need to go to Florida. I will never forget that, Corrine. It was one of the best messages ever. I was like, okay, now I know for sure that I need to go. You know what I mean? Because I was like really fighting it. So, yeah, that's a few of the things that I've experienced. But I've done my, you know, been around channeling, done my own channeling too as well. And I know that if you're starting out too with it, like you were saying, they talk to you with symbols that you'll understand. And a lot of times you may feel your body, your physical body goes through changes, I think, too, when you start channeling. You found that out yourself? I know, I have. Mm-hmm. What's been your experience with that, if you don't mind me asking?
Whenever I'm channeling, I feel, I can't even describe this. It's like my body doesn't really, I feel numb. I don't really feel my physical body anymore. And I'm kind of, it's so strange and it's going to sound really crazy, but that's what it feels like to me. I'm not in my physical body. I feel numb. I can't feel any physical sensations and I'm like somewhere else, speaking to my guide. And then if I'm talking to someone, to give them a reading or relaying the message, it's almost like I step back into my physical body with just like kind of like half my body, because the other half is like kind of connected. It's weird, right? During the entire time, I have no physical sensations in the physical body until I literally have to say okay, and then I'm fully back in. It's weird. I know it sounds weird, right? But that's what can happen. And definitely it's written in this book. So made me feel better about that. Because at first I was like, where am I going to? Why am I always feeling like I'm somewhere else, even though I'm on the phone talking to you and my physical body is here, but I'm not really all here.
You know, that is so funny because I will share this with you. I don't know if I had told you this before, but and this is one of the things that got me here is I was sitting in my doctor's office and sorry about that. My dog she's almost a year. I apologize. You can hear in the background. But I have had issues with sugar. And, I'm still really young, not as young as I used to be, but I was in my 20s at the time and I just finished school and I was coming here to Florida and I wanted to get, you know, my doctor to check me out. So I'm sitting there when the doctor talks to you and he said, your blood pressure is a little high. I want to put you on some medication. I was like, what? And he goes, you know, I'm in my early 20s. I'm, you know, just finished college and I do not want to go on blood pressure medication. And so I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I felt this energy inside of me and I go, what are the side effects? And I'm thinking, who's this talking? Like, and I heard this voice go, and it was my voice, but it goes, what is the side effects? And then he goes, oh, there's a slight cough. And then I go, no, there's more side effects. What are they? And he goes, well, he goes, the blood pressure itself can destroy the kidneys or the blood sugar can. I was like, well, that doesn't sound any fun. So, he gave me samples of it in a prescription and I left and I went home. And I called and I talked to a naturopath doctor and so on and so on. And to this day, my blood pressure has always been normal. But I'll never forget that was a big thing in getting me here was I called somebody, a natural doctor. She told me she had an office in Florida and yada, 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 all that kind of stuff. But if I remember sitting in that doctor's chair and asking him, what are the side effects? And then pushing him more. And that was not like me at the time. I remember being, who was this talking? And because it felt like me, but it didn't feel like me. And to this day, I think it was my higher self. You know what I mean? Or, you know, my a higher part of myself, you know, not the ego, obviously. But that got me to really look at health and nutrition and health and wellness, which is something I've been really, really a big part of all my, you know, in my life. For the past, 15 years or so or more. So, yeah, until I'm aged a little bit now. But that's been an experience with channeling. But I was really glad that whoever was talking to me through me that day had my best intentions or best what do you call it? My best, best in mind for me. So anyway, that's one of the experiences that I had. I forgot about that. I was going to share that with you. And, we've had some of our new clients, that get messages from the angels, and they're like, how does this happen? What's going on? You know, and they don't even realize that they're channeling. So too, as well. So when you start, it's always good to have a pad and paper around, or, at least somewhere, something that you can record with. You do that too now, because you get up and you channel information, because you get a lot in your dream state too, don't you? Because you can get messages like that as well.
Yeah, and that's one really good way to practice is if you want to make sure that you're channeling and you want to kind of test it out. A good practice, and it's also written in this book, is that you can write down, ask yourself a question, any question that you want to receive an honest answer to, and then just write down whatever you think is the answer. Okay.
Right.
And then go into the channeling state where you clear the slate out with all your thoughts and emotions, right? And then you raise your vibration, and then you connect with spirit. Then ask the question again, and then start writing down what you receive. And a lot of times, I promise you, it even may be similar to what you initially wrote, but a little bit, much more profound and with a lot more good stuff added to it. And sometimes it may be completely different than the answer that you thought you received. And so that's a good way to kind of compare and go, wow, I really was channeling there. And so it helps to build your confidence. Because I think what challenges a lot of people is the disbelief that they can actually do this, but anybody can. It just takes practice, and you don't have to be psychic. You don't have to be this spiritual guru, sitting on top of the hill, cross-legged and chanting mantras all day. It just takes practice. Yeah. And an intention. And so there's, a lot of different ways, but that one I found is a really good one to kind of, compare notes basically for proof.
Okay. So you can, a good question you can ask to get an answer would be, What is my life purpose, right? Or is this the right relationship for me? Or is there a relationship coming for me, maybe, right? A yes and no question, is that a good one to start with? Or would there be something better, do you think? Because if people are listening, I want to get the
I'm not exactly sure if the yes or no questions would work here, right? Because it depends on what kind of question you're asking, right? Is it one of those like, should I get a divorce? Is he cheating on me, or whatever those kind of things may be that, and again, I want to stress that the answer will be given to you if it doesn't prevent you from learning a life lesson. Okay. So if it is met, that spirit gives you the answer, yes, get a divorce, then you'll get the yes. You absolutely will get the yes. But if you're not getting the answer that you're hoping for, then that means that you should maybe change the question here, which change the form of the question, right? Which would be, what changes can I make now to ensure that I manifest a financially prosperous life? That would be good. Instead of, is there money coming from me? Right? That would be a good question. Or what changes now can I make to attract, a successful love relationship in my life? What changes can I make right now to ensure that my marriage works out? Is what do I need to learn through this relationship? Those are all good questions, right? If you're in a struggling relationship or a challenging time or whatever, instead of saying, should I leave this relationship? Because there might be a reason why you need to go through it. There always is, right? And as a result of it, you are supposed to be learning a great life lesson for your own spiritual and soul's growth. And so you're not going to be given the answer, yes, you should leave the relationship. It'll come around go inside and reflect on what it means to not only receive love from others, but to give love back to yourself, right? And in doing that kind of work, you will come to your own solution.
I agree with you. So, I've always heard it's not, you don't ask a yes or no question. But if you are wondering if it's okay for you to channel, use your doubts, because it's in this book. Using your doubts to help you, and so say I'm doubting that I'm really getting this, and so can you help me with my fears? And then writing your fears down, I'm afraid that I'm not getting the right guide. I'm just afraid. And then when you write those fears down or when you acknowledge them, a lot of times you'll start channeling the information that will help you. I know that you and I, was it you and I? I believe we talked to one of our clients. She has a she started channeling information about her relationship, and she got the message he is returning, and she's like, yay! But you really helped clarify that with her, right? Because there was more to it than just he was returning, you know. And so really, really push, you know, not push, but when you get a message or when you think you're getting a message, ask for more detail. Do you think that's right? I do. I always ask for more. Just give me more. What's the whole deal? What's my lesson here? You know, and I share that with our clients as well. Some of the, you know, but do you remember her? Because she's like, he is returning. And you're like, well, okay, but what is the message? And you need to do this. This is the message I'm getting. Not only was he was returning, but she needed to continue the work. Remember? We talked to her about that.
Right, I
So,
remember.
yeah. So, because a lot of times if, you know, writing down your fears is important, but also when you get the answer to your question, really look at it and say, okay, is there more here? What more is there? You know, so your angels and guides will really, really help you with that. Is there archangels that you think that you like to work with when you're, you know, I know you're working with one now that comes to you and shows up with you when you're doing your readings and giving the information and helps you. Do you recommend any archangels if people are listening that they can work with? I like Michael, myself, and Gabriel. Which ones do you like?
Absolutely. I think any of them can help, with connecting. But there are some of them that are, which one is it? It's the, Gabriel is good. Archangel, Haniel.
Yeah, I like Ania. Yeah.
Yeah, because she helps you with your, psychic abilities, and this is a form of a psychic ability. So she's really great with that. But I think any of the archangel, Jeremiah is good. He also helps with clairvoyance. I truly believe that any of the archangels will absolutely assist in whatever your intention is, because they're all from, they are all of God. So.
Well, I know that some people prefer, you know, they have angels that they work with, archangels that they work with, and whatever one you work with is the best one for you, okay? Or, you know, and they're all, as you said, they all do really, really well with helping you channel and giving you deliver the messages and giving you great messages. One of the things that I read in this book too as well, and this is something, is when you first start, you know, do it in like small increments, little time, you know what I mean? Get the message and then go back again and look at it again, which is, I think I just said that a few minutes ago, but I was like, because I felt spirit say, look at the book and make sure you, you know, make sure you tell them this again. Anybody that's listening, when you connect and you start channeling and you're getting information, carry a tape recorder or, you know, or something, you know, a lot of times our phones now, they have the recorders on there where you can record messages. And so so you don't forget it, because you and I have both been experienced where we go, where'd that come from? And channel it, and then we forget what we say. But our soul has it. And a lot of times I want to reiterate this, is that people, when you start getting a sudden flow of ideas, thoughts, creativity, you know, clear answers, that right there is channeling. I mean, it is, you know, you're connected to your source energy or to your higher self or to the angels, and they're giving you the information. I have a question for you, and I want your thoughts on this. Do you think it's easier to channel with your angels and guides or your higher self? What are your thoughts? Or where would you start if you were just starting to channel?
I don't think that there's a difference. I think that they're all equally a great avenue or great choices to focus on, because it's all the same. You know, your higher self has the same intention of serving your higher purpose, just as the guides and angels and God, because we are all one and the same. So if it makes you, it's all about your personal preference and your choice. If it makes you feel more comfortable because you're not sure who you'll be channeling and you just want to channel your higher self, then absolutely, by all means, do that. If you feel more protected channeling an angel or a guide, absolutely do that, because we're all on the same team. We're all on the same team, so it doesn't matter who you pick.
Right, exactly. So you can, you know, so but you can either, I want to see what you say about that. And I agree with you too as well. Most important thing, I think, is to remember that when you're channeling, you become a source of love for people, you know what I mean? And guidance and everything like that. So, but start out slow and easy and you know, just take a little bit of time and don't push it. And I always say, ask the questions, you know, have your questions ready. You know what I mean? I think that's important too, is before you start just receiving information, make sure you ask questions, you know, so, because that can be a little bit frustrating. You're saying, okay, I'm ready. Give me some messages to channel. You know what I mean? So a couple of good questions to ask would be not yes or no questions, but why am I here? What's my passion? What am I here to do? How am I here to serve? And those kind of things. So your life purpose. So, and then you can compare, a lot of times if you want to do something, to check yourself. I have a friend of mine that when she started channeling, she actually lives in California out there, Corinne, in the LA area, or used to, I'm not sure where she's at now, but she used to get the information and channel it, you know, and write it down. And then she would do angel cards, you know, and compare what she got. So I thought that was kind of cool. You know what I mean? To check herself that way. So she, and she said, I knew when I was channeling, I knew how my body felt, but I wanted to see how, you know, when I did the card reading to double check it, what I got there. And she goes, it would add up. You know what I mean? She would, you know, what the cards were saying was exactly the information she was channeling, which is pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah, have you ever? That's a great idea.
I know. So I know Doreen Virtue's got some great angel cards that you can use. Great tool that you can use when you're starting your channeling. And also, you know, you can start there. And I know you do a lot with angel cards. Do you ever check yourself too when you're channeling with your angel cards? Because the other day you said, I did an angel card reading and this is what I got. Was it the same information that you were channeling, or was it different?
Yeah, it was. I do check on the angel cards. I think you remember the time when I checked for you, and you were at. You remember that time when I did the angel cards for you, right? And I had channeled information. You were asking a question. I channeled it, right? And I said it all out to you, and then you asked me to pull some angel cards, and it was the exact same thing. And then we did it again, and it was the exact same thing. I think we did it like three times. And it was the exact same.
Yeah, it's like hoping that the guy would be the guy, and he wasn't the guy. Okay, needless to say. That's okay.
And I actually think that the cards said it much more straightforward than the way that I channeled it, because I think I said it very gently. And then the
you
cards were
easy.
Like,
yeah. Get out now, you know?
I know. The cards were like, red flag, red flag, red flag.
Yeah. You were so easy with me, and you're like, I love when you channel. And we do it for each other, but it's so funny. Cherie, I'm going to give you this information, and I don't really want to give you this information like this, but I have to give it to you like this. And then you'll just tell it to me, right? And if you're gentle with it. But the cards are like, it's a red flag. He's not the guy for you. I'm having so much fun. And I go, okay. So, and you know what? It was so funny because when you channel the information in the cards about a week later, not even a week later, it might have been 3 or 4 days later, the whole whatever romance that was a lot bigger in my head than it ever was, and, you know, fell apart. And I was like, okay, Corinne, you were right. My angels were telling me the same thing, and my mother, and the cards were saying the same thing too as well. So when you ask to channel and get information, don't shoot the messenger for the message, right? That's a big thing right there. So
right.
Can't forget that, you know. You were good with it, though. You work, because you call me the next day and you go, listen, they woke me up to give you a message. I go, yeah, because I didn't tell you this. I had went out with him the night before. I was like, man, how does she know?
I'm like, if they're waking me up, it's really important.
Yeah.
I was struggling with it too, because I'm like, I don't want to tell her this. Don't make me tell her this. She's my friend. I don't want to tell her this.
I know. I'll never get that. I was like, how does she know? And it's like, and because my mother woke you up, right? You know, and my mom's on the other side, and my grandmother, and a couple angels, and Athena, and I was okay. How do they know? You think they would have more important things to do than check on my dating life. Okay, so I just want to have fun. Anyway, long story short, channeling in this situation or any situation definitely worked. It was a good thing because saved me a lot of heartache. I know that too as well. And, you know, but a lot of times, has the messages ever been delayed for you? Because I've gotten that before. They've been delayed for me, you know, and not saying anything. Lots to say about my dating life, but I want to know something else. Forget it. And I was like, why aren't they telling me? Why am I not getting the information? Have you ever had that happen for you as well?
Yeah, but you'll eventually get it, you know. And if they're giving you a different message other than the answer for the original question that you've asked, that's just as important too. Because spirit always knows what is the most important thing for us to focus on at any particular time. So if we're asking about our career and they keep bringing you back to your relationship or vice versa, that means that you should be focusing. Stop asking about, you know, the career or the relationship and focus on this instead for now. And then they'll always come back to that, you know, your original question later. But sometimes it's because they're trying to guide you because they don't want you to miss out on the lesson. And if your head is all engrossed in a relationship and you're really supposed to be doing something else, you know, they're not going to kind of feed your ego and go, okay, we'll give her the message about the relationship and then she'll focus on something else later. No, they'll say, you need to focus on this first and then we'll come back to the relationship.
That is so true, because I'm going to share this with you. And I don't know if you and I talked about it yesterday. Maybe we did. Yesterday I went to ballet and then I got out of ballet and I go, I'm going to go to the gym because I want to work my core and my strength and endurance. Right. And, so I got this message, don't go to ballet, don't go to the gym today. I'm like, great, no gym today? And the angels are telling me, not a problem. And then I go, well, I'll go after I, you know, get done with whatever we were doing last night with the client. I don't remember. We had a couple of readings, I know. And then you came yesterday afternoon and go, and we're talking, and you said, Tariq, you need to just be. And not do anything but just be. And I was like, man, I'd rather be going to work out or go to ballet. It's so hard for me to sit down. Do you remember? And you channeled that information. I go, this is not foreign because I just got it this morning. And all week I've been getting like, just go to the beach. Just relax, you know. I was walking my dog and just hanging out with my dog. I go, man, I need to be working. I need to be doing something. And that is something that I, you know, that they told me through me, my own channeling. Then they got you to tell, share it with me. And then my father, who called me this morning, he goes, T, you probably just need to relax a little bit. I'm like, hello. And it wasn't about even meditating, because usually when I'm relaxing, I'm meditating. But it was just about looking at myself and just thinking about, you know, things about in my own life. And I've been getting messages about it all week. But I want you to know something, Corrine. Out of that, today was a big aha moment that I got. And I'm so grateful for it, because I've been struggling with that question, you know, something that I had a question about for a long time. And just when I centered myself and just, you know, I didn't meditate. I just did things in my own life and, you know, took a few minutes of time and enjoyed, what is that, the eat, love,
sweetness
and pray.
Of doing nothing.
Nothing, right. And I got, you know, and then I got the I'm getting, because I think there's more to it, as I said, and that got the answer, got part of the answer, you know what I mean? And so thank you, because the information that you channeled to me yesterday, I was so excited. I was sitting there going, oh, man, I have to go to the gym. Self-reflection? Who wants to do that? I'll meditate. I don't want to sit down and do nothing, but I did, and it, you know, it's good. So thank you for that. So it worked out.
Oh, you're welcome. That was from spirit, because I'm trying to recall it right now, and I vaguely remember it, because I remember how it started. They gave me a word, and I remember I was going, what? And then I connected back to the energy, and then all of a sudden it just came out. But I know it started with the word, but I can't really remember what they were saying. Something about the external, internal, something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you go, yes, yeah. you go, Tori, when's the last time? I go, well, I haven't really done that.
Well, they told me to ask you that. They said they're telling me to ask you when was the last time you just did nothing.
Yeah, exactly. It was a little hard for me to do, but thank you. I'm getting better at it. I've had some practice since yesterday. But I have been getting that message now for a long time, and this week especially. You know what I mean? All week I've been getting messages like that. So, you know, I appreciate you sharing that with me because it helped. And I got some information that I was looking for, answers to some real questions that I've been struggling with, you know what I mean, or having challenges with, sorry. Listen, I think I didn't even realize it, but I think we're almost out of time now. And so it's been fun doing this with you and talking about channeling. And I know that we've got some psychic development classes starting. So anybody that wants to know about our classes, and I know some, I think one or two of our classes is about channeling and learning how to. So if you go to angelcoaches.com, and that you can check out our class schedule, and also email Corrine and I if you want a reading with us, because we do double readings here, and so you get two perspectives. And we have a Tuesday night Tuesday night manifesting call where we teach you different aspects about manifesting a great life. And because I tell people I live in a piece of heaven right here where I live at, and I know you live in a great place as well, and we have some great stuff going on. So we'll share with you what we do and how to do it. And people are having some great results with it. So if you go to our site, angelcoaches.com, you can get all the information there. So I'm going to say goodnight. And I guess, Corrine, do you have anything to say before we close out?
Just goodnight.